The fourth teaching for the month of February 2011 for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Came, Go. The Lord be with you. During this week, we are hosting a group of 11 students together with their moderator from the Department of Catholic Theology of the Vitaunas Magnus University in Kaunas, Lithuania. They have come to get a personal experience of the parish cell system of evangelization and that they may receive formation in this new method of evangelization. Hopefully, they too may be able to introduce the system in their own country and various parishes, that many people may encounter Jesus Christ in a personal way in their lives and become evangelizers themselves, and in so doing, they will transform their parishes into evangelizing parishes. Last Tuesday, they have also joined our youths in an outreach at the university, where they met our Archbishop, who encouraged them in this mission and blessed them. Today we are pleased to welcome them in ourselves. You, dear brethren, are welcoming them in your cell. We are welcoming them as brethren in Christ. We are welcoming them as collaborators in the same mission of new evangelization and parish renewal through the parish cell system of evangelization. As we welcome them, we seek to listen to what God wants to tell us through them. Yes, because nothing happens by coincidence. In every event, there is always the divine providence guiding everything for the benefit of all those who love God. See Romans 8:28. We are sure that God is speaking to us and to this group of students through us, as He is speaking to us through them. However, it is not up to us to tell them what the Lord wants to tell them. Our responsibility is to listen to what the Lord wants to say to us and pray for our Lithuanian brethren that the Holy Spirit may enlighten them with the great plans that God has for them. The Gospel of St. Matthew opens with a verb and closes with another verb that means just the opposite. The verb that we find at the beginning of St. Matthew's Gospel is the Greek verb paraginomai. It is the verb to come. And we find it in the second chapter, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. St. Matthew uses this verb to describe how the Gentiles or pagans, how those who were afar, how those who were unknown, those who represent all those who are indifferent and thirsty for the truth, enter into the presence of Jesus. They came. We admire the wisdom, the courage, the generosity of the wise men who sensed something great in such a small and strange phenomenon. A tiny moving star, which probably no one else have noticed. Therefore, we need to let ourselves be astonished by the cleverness of this group of students at their courage and sense of sacrifice to come to this little island of ours in order to meet Jesus and learn from us how to proclaim him to their people, the Roikos. Yes, there is reason to feel amazed, especially when we do not appreciate enough the prophetic mission God has called us for when he entrusted to us the parishes and system of evangelization. From afar, the Holy Spirit revealed to them that something is happening amongst us. In obedience to the Holy Spirit, they were ready to leave everything to travel across to Malta via Scotland, just to see for themselves this God-given instrument for the salvation of so many people. What a reproach to us who do not appreciate the gift that God has entrusted to us. What a reproach to us who very often let doubts to darken our vision and even despise, dismiss it because we do not see the fruit we imagine that we should see and when we want to see it. What a reproach to us who are not ready to pay anything for the growth and the multiplication of the cell and the proliferation of the system in other parishes and in other dioceses. What a reproach to us who take everything for granted and find it so hard to offer some time of adoration for evangelization and are so lazy to open our Bible to read some passage of it. What a reproach to us who cannot come out of our shell in order to serve a ministry, at least in the cell. However, by the end of his gospel, Saint Matthew speaks of a totally opposite verb. This is the Greek verb poreuomai, which means to go. In chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus uses the imperative tense of this verb, poreuomai, and says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Here, Jesus is addressing those who have lived with Jesus, shared with him his public mission, and went through the Paschal mystery of his passion, death, and resurrection. Here, Jesus is addressing those who have gone through almost all the story narrated by Saint Matthew and tells them, "Go therefore." This is the great mandate, to go, make disciples, baptize them, and teach them to observe all that he has commanded us. These two verbs, come and go, indicate the transformation that one goes through as one opens himself to the gospel. One comes in search of truth, goodness, peace, and love. What makes one come can vary from just a curiosity to some strange circumstances. But once you come in the presence of Jesus, the Word of God made flesh, incarnated in the life of some of his witnesses and disciples, then you feel attracted with such an irresistible love that starts to fill and conquer your heart, and it starts to compel you to go and proclaim his truth His goodness, His peace, and His love and mercy. I am sure that one of the things that God is telling us and telling our brethren from Lithuania is this. Now that you have come, saw, and heard, go not just to the university campus in Kaunas, but in every city and town of Lithuania, and even in other countries, to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Feel free to use the methods you have learned these days in Malta. You came, now you need to go. May all those who come to you, all those you encounter on the campus during your life journey, ultimately hear Jesus sending them out to you to go and do to others what you would have done to them. We too need to listen to what God is telling us so powerfully during this week to this group of students from Lithuania. We need to thank God for their testimony, for their zeal to grow in their personal relationship to Jesus, and to go out to proclaim Him wherever He sends them, whatever the price and whatever the sacrifice. Moreover, apart from the need to appreciate what the Lord has entrusted to us in our mission of evangelization and parish renewal, the Lord is telling us to read the sign that He is giving us through this group of students from Lithuania. We too need to go to other parishes, other dioceses, other countries, and other continents. Let us prepare ourselves to go once more, maybe in Albania, or maybe in some English-speaking country in Africa. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.